Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today actually relates to a shocking deduction which is made by certain people regarding certain verses of the Quran, as per which they think that boys shall be provided to the people of paradise for their sexual gratification. And they actually adduce this whole thing from, as I said, from certain verses of the Quran. For example, we know in the Quran it is said that a young people or young boys shall wait upon the people of paradise to serve them with various dishes and wine, etc. And the words used for such boys at various places are different. There are different attributes which are spoken of these boys. And for example, there is one place in which it is said that they would look like lu'lu'a manthura, which means they would look like scattered pearls. Or at another place, the words are lu'lu'a maknoon, which means that they would be like hidden pearls. Similarly, at still another place, the words are used are wildana mukhalladun. So as far as for the first of these two expressions are concerned, they relate to the handsomeness and to the external beauty of the boys who would wait upon the people of paradise. It has no element whatsoever of any sexual leaning in it. It does not mean at all that they will have some sexual attraction for the people of paradise. It's just like telling us that, like all other favors and gifts of paradise, youth who would be blessed with of course very attractive appearance would wait upon the pair of people of paradise. And if this is mentioned here, it does not at all refer to any sexual attraction on their part. It of course refers to the fact that they would be handsome people, and of course this is something which is which would be a gift and something of a favor of the Almighty, because people who are good to look at, it is of course something which elicits our own praise for them. And it does not always mean that if a person is good looking, then this is something meant to sexually attract or sexually gratify the opposite gender or the same gender as well. So this is something which is absolutely a wrong deduction. It has no basis in the Quran that we deduce such a thing. Similarly, there's another place which says that these boys shall always remain young. They will be youth in the eternal sense. Now here again, the purpose is to tell them that people who serve the people of paradise, they shall have this vigor and vitality, because we know that to serve properly, to serve in an efficient manner, we need a lot of experience. Now we know that in youth, of course, vitality and energy is there, but experience is lacking. So the Quran says that these youths would be people would be such that they will eternally remain youth, which in other words points to the fact that the experience which youth generally lack, they will not lack, because since they would remain youth forever, they would gain that experience, and they would not need that old age to come and then get that experience. Simply because they would forever remain young, they will get that experience. And the other thing is when a servant or a person who waits upon someone, he grows old, he loses his vitality and energy. And for this, of course, the Quran says that they will stay young forever. In other words, the term or the expression wildanu mukhalladun actually means that not only will they not lose their vitality and energy because they would remain young forever, similarly, they would also be very experienced, because because old age will not touch them. So this is the aspect which this expression intends to convey. Wildanu mukhalladun, as people have interpreted, and as these people have interpreted, that it means youth would eternally remain youth simply because this eternal youth could be sexually gratifying for the people of paradise. Of course, this is something which is absolutely baseless and cannot be at all extracted from these verses. All these verses actually delineate the qualities of the servants or people or boys who would wait upon and who would serve the dwellers of paradise. And as I said, extracting this such a heinous thing from these verses of the Quran absolutely is baseless. And we should be very, very careful that when we interpret the Quran, we must be very careful in analyzing and seeing what the words actually mean. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.